This is the voice of America's Sonny Young. Thanks for tuning in this evening.
Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Music is played at stadiums and sports arenas here in the USA, in Africa, and all over the world. And in this special edition of the Sunny Side of Sports, we spotlight some of the music that's helped inspire fans and athletes alike, including yours truly. The following two songs, We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions, were released in 1977 by the British rock band Queen. The two songs have always been paired together and were performed together in concert by the band as a triumphant show closer. I was in high school when the songs came out, and at our gymnasium, we used to play We Will Rock You at basketball games. When I was in the layup line for the Trape Academy Rangers, I always felt like I could jump just a little higher when the song was blaring through those tinny gym speakers. Here's Queen with We Will Rock You, followed by We Are the Champions.
Yeah.
fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.
We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You by the British rock band Queen. Queen's flamboyant lead singer Freddie Mercury died of AIDS in 1991. Surviving members of Queen have continued to perform the band's big hits over the years. I was lucky enough to be in London on August 12, 2012, at the closing ceremony of the Olympics. Queen guitarist Brian May and Queen drummer Roger Taylor were joined by English singer Jessie J for a rousing rendition of We Will Rock You. Their performance at London's Olympic Stadium opened with a special remastered video clip of Freddie Mercury on stage.
The Voice of America.
This next song was released in 1969. Paul Leka, Gary DiCarlo, and Dale Frashuer recorded it under a then-fictitious band they called Steam. The song has since been played at many sporting events here in the United States, especially when victory is at hand. Here's Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye.
We'll be right back.
That's the band Steam with their hit song, Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye.
VOA!
I'm VOA's Sonny Young with a special edition of the Sunny Side of Sports, spotlighting some music that's often associated with sports.
The voice of America.
VOA.
Booker T and the MGs released the next song, Green Onions, in 1962. It has since been used extensively in radio, television, film, and advertising. Here's Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions. That's Booker T and the MGs with their hit song, Green Onions. When South Africa hosted the 2010 World Cup tournament, a lot of music was released to help celebrate football's premier event coming to Africa for the first time. Ugandan singer George Okudi and Cameroonian songstress Josephine Atanga joined together for a World Cup song called Celebrate Africa. Let's give it a listen.
Africa, a beautiful people united in a rainbow color, a people with a culture that never grows weary.
So let us be united as the children of Mother Africa. beauty of Mother Nature.
That's Ugandan singer George Okudi and Cameroonian songstress Josephine Atonga with their World Cup song, Celebrate Africa. And we wrap up this special musical Sunny Side of Sports with another 2010 World Cup song. Here's Somalia-born singer Kanaan and Waving Flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh.
Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, a violent prone, poor people's zone. But it's my home, all I have known, where I got grown, streets we would roam. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest, among the hardest survivors. Learn from these streets, it can be bleak, accept no defeat, surrender, retreat.
So we struggle in,
fighting to eat,
and we wonder in,
when we'll be free. So we patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say,
when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back.
virus is leaving us poor. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer. That's what they say. But look how they treat us, make us believers. We fight their battles, then they deceive us. Try to control us, they couldn't hold us. Cause we just move forward like buffalo soldiers.
But we struggle in. Patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in, you will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of VOA's Encounter. What's the latest on the political crisis in Venezuela? Are President Nicolas Maduro's days numbered? And how will Washington's relations with Brazil, given the leadership of newly elected President Jair Bolsonaro, nicknamed the Trump of the Tropics, change? An update on Latin America. That's Encounter, Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
NASA's 1971 Mariner 9 mission provided early evidence that water once flowed on Mars. Subsequent exploratory missions, including those still underway, provided scientists with even more data that supports the idea that plenty of water streamed across the Red Planet in its distant past. Some of that evidence includes the number of dry riverbeds that have since been found scattered across the planet's surface. Scientists at the University of Chicago have written a study published in the journal Science Advances that suggests not only did rivers simply flow on Mars, but may have at times done so in powerful torrents due to persistent and substantial runoff. The study also found that this intense river flow continued much later into the planet's history than had been thought, and that the ancient Martian rivers were wider than those on Earth. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On April 7th, the United Nations marks the 25th anniversary of the genocide in Rwanda. More than 800,000 people, mostly Tutsi, were killed. An in-depth discussion of what Rwanda and the world has learned from this tragedy on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of VOA's Press Conference USA. This week, I talked with three co-hosts of VOA's newest roundtable discussion show, Our Voices, which focuses on African women's points of view. It's the first time VOA has produced content exclusively driven by female journalists on serious topics affecting the continent. That's Press Conference USA, Saturday and Sunday, on The Voice of America.
This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. British Prime Minister